Will all of our members and guests in the Senate chambers as well as in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Philippians 4:7 says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Almighty God, as we finish this week's work and prepare to go home for the weekend, we ask that your peace would guard our hearts and minds of each senator and staff member. Guard our hearts and minds against discord and division, and grant us a peaceful weekend with our families. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck,
here.
Bernsketter,
here.
Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo,
here.
Roberts,
here.
Rowden, Schroer,
here.
Thompson Rader, Trent,
here.
Washington, Williams.
Senator from Livingston, Senator from Cass is here. Senator from Lawrence, he's not here, he's here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 18th day, Wednesday, February 7th, 2024.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Is any senator's desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery behind us, I have some friends of mine from the Missouri chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. They came and told me, and I'm sure others, about some of the things that they're working on today, and I would ask the Missouri Senate to make them feel welcome and thank them for their work.
Let's welcome these folks from the Academy of Pediatrics. Please rise so the Senate can say thank you. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution. I'm sending it forward.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward. There is no title, so it will be printed in the journal. Senator, would you like to explain your concurrent resolution? Thank you, Senator. The order of business is concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills.
President.
The senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I have two bills, no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. We could get some order in the chamber so that we can hear the secretary read the first bill. Please take your conversations to the side galleries if needed. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
is it?
Toby Keith.
Senate Bill number 1393, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to recovery high schools.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1394, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to teacher certification.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Phelps County was first audible.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1395, introduced by Senator Brown 16, an act relating to fireworks protections.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation
Thank
needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1396, introduced by Senator Fitzwater, an act relating to covenants not to compete for physicians.
Instruction of bills. Senator from Cass County. Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward, Madam Secretary.
No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you. Please read the bill from the Senator from Cass.
Senate Bill number 1397, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to firearms discrimination.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 26th. Thank you, Senator. Please send your legislative package forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1398, introduced by Senator Brown 26, an act relating to the protection of children and vulnerable persons.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1399, introduced by Senator Brown 26, an act relating to property tax assessments.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Good morning.
Senate Bill number 1400, introduced by Senator Brown, 26, an act relating to the offense of unlawful posting of certain information over the internet.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 12th district was first audible by very, very small amount.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1401, introduced by Senator Black, an act relating to the employer contribution rate of certain higher education institutions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 9th.
I have one bill, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. Senator from the 9th.
Senate Joint Resolution number 88, introduced by Senator Washington, a joint resolution relating to statutes of limitations.
Introduction of bills. Senator the first.
Point of personal privilege.
Senator the first has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In honor of Black History Month, I would like to honor Wendell O. Pruitt. Captain Wendell Oliver Pruitt was the 10th and last kid of Elijah and Melanie Pruitt, born on June 20th, 1920. He was an American military pilot and Tuskegee Airman from St. Louis, Missouri. Captain Pruitt attended Lincoln University in Jefferson City and was a member of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, the oldest intercollegiate historically African-American fraternity. His military career started in the Army Air Corps Cadet Flying Program in Tuskegee, Alabama, where he graduated and was commissioned as a second lieutenant on December 11, 1942. Captain Pruitt was assigned to the 332nd Fighter Group, which was transferred to the Mediterranean Theater in late 1943, where he flew E-47 Thunderbolt. While stationed in the Mediterranean, Captain Pruitt and his occasional wingman, First Lieutenant Gwynne Walker Pearson, landed direct hits on an enemy destroyer that sank at Trieste Harbor in northern Italy in June 1944. He received the Distinguished Flying Cross for this action. Captain Pruitt's Distinguished Flying Cross also had 7 oak leaf clusters, symbolizing 7 more times he obtained that award. The Distinguished Flying Cross is a military decoration awarded to Air Force personnel engaged in non-routine acts of heroism and extraordinary achievement. Captain Pruitt's decorations come from achievements with First Lieutenant Gwynne Walker Pearson and First Lieutenant Lee A. Archer. With First Lieutenant Lee A. Archer, Captain Pruitt shot down a total of 9 enemy aircraft while on a strafing mission from Budapest to Bratislava. Captain Wendell Pruitt and First Lieutenant Archer shot down 3 German ME-109s and shot down an HE-111. He combined... Thank you.
Could we please keep our conversations to a minimum while Senator First has his point of personal privilege? Senator, please continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. The combined aerial victories earned the duo the nickname the Gruesome Twosome. Unfortunately, Captain Pruitt passed away during a training exercise in Tuskegee, Tuskegee, Alabama in 1945 at 25 years old. However, he is still remembered and honored here in Missouri. The Pruitt Charter School and the now closed Pruitt Military Academy were named after the captain in St. Louis. Furthermore, December 12, 1944 was declared Wendell O. Pruitt Day in St. Louis. At a broader level, a Martian rock study by Mars Spirit Rover was also named after the captain to honor him. All these honors, some still standing, demonstrate what an extraordinary Missourian Captain Pruitt was. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Boone.
Bill 1372.
Senate Bill 1372, an act relating to illegal immigrants.
General Law, Senate Bill 1373.
Senate Bill 1373, an act relating to illegal aliens.
General Law, Senate Bill 1374.
Senate Bill 1374, an act relating to restitution payments for certain persons convicted of the offense of driving while intoxicated.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 1375.
Senate Bill 1375, an act relating to the virtual school program.
Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children, Senate Bill 1376.
Senate Bill 1376, an act relating to allowing public schools to employ or accept chaplains as volunteers.
Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children, Senate Bill 1377.
Senate Bill 1377, an act relating to automated license plate reader systems.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 1378.
Senate Bill 1378, an act relating to the calculation of weighted average daily attendance.
Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children, Senate Bill 1379.
Senate Bill 1379, an act relating to the funding for the Office of the Public Defender.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1380.
Senate Bill 1380, an act relating to tax credits for improving access to food.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 1381.
Senate Bill 1381, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure.
Could we please take our conversations outside the chamber? Senator from Boone, please continue.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 1382.
Senate Bill 1382, an act relating to community paramedics.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 1383.
Senate Bill 1383, an act relating to closures of places of worship.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 1384.
Senate Bill 1384, an act relating to circuit judges in the 32nd Judicial Circuit.
Judicial, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1385.
Senate Bill 1385, an act relating to health care workers.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 1386.
Senate Bill 1386, an act relating to a tax credit for certain volunteer drivers.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 1387.
Senate Bill 1387, an act relating to child protection required for certain children's homes.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 1388.
Senate Bill 1388, an act relating to sales tax exemption for certain nuclear facilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 1389.
Senate Bill 1389, an act relating to the compensation of circuit clerks.
Local Government Election, Senate Bill 1390.
Senate Bill 1390, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1391.
Senate Bill 1391, an act relating to educational scholarships.
The Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children, Senate Bill 1392.
Senate Bill 1392, an act relating to educational opportunities for elementary and secondary school students.
Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children, SJR 84.
SJR 84, an act relating to property tax exemption for certain veterans.
Local Government Elections, SJR 85.
SJR 85, an act relating to initiative petitions.
Local Government Elections, SJR 86.
SJR 86, an act relating to limitations placed on state spending.
Fiscal Oversight, SJR 87.
SJR 87, an act relating to abortion.
Fiscal Oversight.
Senator from Shelby.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's CR 27.
Senate concurrent resolution number 27, an act relating to SCN 2A Awareness Day.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Also, Mr. President, would you please refer SCR 31 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Those shall be referred. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned until February 12th at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Shelby. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Missouri Senate will be adjourned until Monday, February 12th at 4 p.m.